Sunday, the 9th of November, 7:40 a.m. And it's a beautiful morning. The sun isn't up yet, but the skies look clear. No, there's some clouds to the west, but it's actually lovely here in the garden this morning, although it's cold. And there are still a lingering patch of ground hare over in the park. But it's lovely and calm and still here this morning, and the birds are all chirping away. And they have been since 6 o'clock this morning. I heard the blackbird. An alarm call when it was still pretty much pitch dark. I'm wondering what that was all about. And we went to bed early last night following our 4:30 rise on Saturday morning. I had a great sleep last night. So we're up early this morning because we're going to the Mass at 9 a.m, but we're actually going up before then. My wife, this is her last weekend for selling her raffle tickets for her charity cause. And that'll be her finish for the year, just about, I think. Unless she comes up with something else. Oh no, there is something else. But anyway. So, it's lovely to stand here this morning with a hot cup of tea. It's cold, but it's very, very calm. And it's lovely just to stand here and watch the little clouds that are to the south being changed from grey gradually through to pink as the sun makes its way up into the sky. And of course it's Remembrance Sunday today, remembering here in the UK and all the fallen from the war, in particular the Second World War, of course. And I'm kind of hoping, but I'm praying as well, that everywhere gets a dry day, at least a dry day, to carry out their remembrance duties. Not just duties, but a form of recognition, you know, of thanks, in other words. No matter what the cause, no matter what the politics, no matter anything else, the people that did give up their lives in whatever form for these wars and battles. It's even terrible for me to stand here and think about all those that were lost. But anyway, as I said, it's Remembrance Sunday, 11:11. Sad in the way that we have to remember wars, isn't it? I don't suppose we're actually remembering the war, we're actually remembering those who fell in the wars. But it's still so angersome. But I'm not going to go down that road this morning. I'm feeling positive and I'm going to try and stay that way. Even just standing here this morning, and the wee flock of house sparrows has come down, about 5 or 6 of them at the moment. And they're pretty close to me actually, just in the wee tree. I'm going to see if they're confident enough. They are. Yeah, they've even come closer to the smaller tree. to the feeders. Now, they must be desperate because I'm only about 5 feet from that tree. And they all seem confident enough to feed. I love the sound they make with the wings flutter like that. This just gives me an idea. Because it would be great to get close. David Attenborough close. There's a hen black here on the ground for the porridge, but again, it's not the old hen. Blue tits at the other feeder. It's just one of those mornings, I just want to be still and quiet and shut up maybe.